Senator Trent Lott apparently is trying to ride out the controversy over the racially divisive remarks he made 2 weeks ago at Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party. Three Republican senators openly have said they'll support Tennessee Senator Bill Frist in his challenge to fill Mr. Lott's position as the next Senate Majority Leader. Commentator John Ridley says Senator Lott's comment is giving him second thoughts about a Republican party that had been looking fairly appealing.
As both a black guy and registered independent, I have to admit the GOP's been doing a real nice job of making itself more attractive to us black guy registered independent voters. Jesse Helms has hit the showers, Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice have become the Ashford and Simpson of national and foreign policy, and President Bush is real close to winning the war on the estate tax. So all that makes this whole Trent Lott mess the more vexing for us wannabe J.C. Wattses. Unless you've been hiding away with Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, you've heard the remarks Trent Lott made during Strom Thurmond's centennial birthday celebration, praising Thurmond's 1948 run for the White House on a segregationist platform. That if Strom had been elected, we wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years. Now a lot, pun intended, has been made of that comment, and Trent, in the first of what's become his daily rounds of apologies, claims he didn't mean what he said and he was just caught up in the moment. And for the sake of going with the Republican flow, I was willing to go with that mea culpa. If careers were dependent on not accidentally saying or doing things that offended people, I'd be living in a cardboard box near an L.A. off-ramp of the 405. And didn't Democratic Senator Robert Byrd used to be a member of the KKK? And liberals, let's not forget that to a lot of people, the S in suburb stands for segregation. So how can you fault the guy for one time accidentally saying he just wants to keep people from doing any of that pesky race mixing that's so popular with the kids these days? But problem is, it wasn't just one time. If Lott was caught up in the moment a few weeks ago, he was apparently also caught up in the moment in 1992 when he said the Segregationist Council of Conservative Citizens stands for the right principles and the right philosophy. Back in college, Lott got caught up in the moment when he tried to prevent his all-white fraternity from integrating any of its chapters. In Congress, he voted against the Voting Rights Act extension and a federal holiday for Martin Luther King Jr., which in and of itself isn't really that big of a deal because, hey, maybe Lott just hates taking days off. He's got that solid Republican work ethic. He's a hard-working guy. Like when he got caught up in the moment and worked real hard to restore Confederate President Jefferson Davis's citizenship. Look, you're entitled to your opinion, but so am I, and I'm the black guy the Republicans are trying to woo. And in the spirit of being wooed, maybe we have to ultimately decide what the meaning of is. I mean, the only thing Lott really said back at that birthday party was that if Strom Thurmond had been elected president, we wouldn't have had all these problems. By these problems, maybe he meant lousy white boy bands assaulting us with their version of R&B, or the Eminem movie 8 Mile, or me having to spend hours and hours learning to play golf because, thanks to Tiger Woods, that's what cool black guys do now. If those are the problems Lott meant, then yeah, let's all build a time machine, go back to 1948, and get old Strom Thurmond in the Oval Office. Well, that's a hell of a price to pay just to get my estate tax cut.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director and author of The Drift and A Conversation with the Man.